This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado teens are growing increasingly aware of the health dangers of vaping and smoking electronic cigarettes. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A new survey from the state health department finds 7 in 10 high schoolers are aware of those risks, which include respiratory problems and long-term addiction to nicotine. 18-year-old Hallie Kemmer, who graduated from Littleton's Chatfield High, says being aware of the risks doesn't stop many teens.
It doesn't surprise me because it's so like normal for like everybody to vape.
The survey finds a quarter of Colorado high schoolers said they'd vaped in the last month. 2 years ago, results from the same survey put Colorado teens at number one in the country for teen vaping. The national figures haven't yet been released. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's up to Democratic leaders and the White House to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. His comments come after Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said about a third of his Republican members will not support any package. Bennett says in an Instagram Live session that it's important to reach an agreement on issues like extending federal unemployment benefits, which he says is helping the overall economy.
Because we put that unemployment benefit in there, working people have actually continued to spend money in this economy.
One of the major sticking points is how much additional unemployment help the federal government should provide to Americans. Democrats and the White House held another round of talks today, and we'll have an update on that later this afternoon. It's 74 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.